Andres Lopez stands at a small table. He arranges four wooden blocks in a row. One of the blocks is tall and cylindrical. Another is short and rectangular.
And the idea here is that you can use these blocks to simulate some sort of profile of the ocean bottom.
Lopez is the curator of fish at the museum. He's also the guest curator of a new exhibit showcasing the University of Alaska Fairbanks' new ice-capable research vessel, the Sikuliak.
And then run this little device.
Lopez hits a button to activate a small camera-like device. It starts to scan over the tops of each wooden block.
That acts like a sonar, so it'll send out a signal down into the bottom and wait for it, listen to its bounce back, and map out what it's seeing in the form of a scan.
A screen displays a squiggly green line. It's an outline of the tops of each block. This is supposed to simulate how scientists map the ocean floor. It's the kind of work that'll take place on board the Sikuliak. Once the ship sets sail, researchers on board will start to collect all kinds of data for National Science Foundation-funded projects. On another screen across the room, there's a map of the world.
So you can see a summary of the information we have on different aspects of the ocean.
Push a button and the display changes from a map of the varying ages of the seafloor to a display about ocean currents. Press the button again and different colors indicate varying ocean water temperatures. Press another button and watch the annual growth and retreat of sea ice in the Arctic. There's also a virtual tour of the Sikuliak. A console with buttons and another screen is set up so that visitors can navigate their way around the ship. Roger Topp is the head of exhibits and digital media production at the museum. He modeled the tour after a video game.
And so you can tour all the outer decks of the ship, learn about the parts of the ship, and accumulate points the more you explore.
Arctic Odyssey isn't the kind of exhibit that offers wall hangings and specimens locked away in cases. In fact, its hands-on approach stands out for UAF School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences Dean Mike Castellini.
It's not a sit and read and I'll just read about it. I've been helping people at the sonar display trying things, and people are pointing at stuff on the touch screens going, what if we do this and what if we do this? People are picking things up, like this woman over here is moving something under that microscope.
My name is Katrina Monta. I'm pretty sure this is like a scanning electron microscope, and it's really cool. There's starfish, there's shells.
Visitors can examine samples like the ones scientists might gather from places where the Sikuliak will eventually sail. Manta slides a round dish filled with polar bear fur under the microscope.
It actually looks like it's soft. It kind of looks like, I don't know, like grass.
But not like green grass. The hair is shiny and yellowish white. Behind us stands a 6-foot scaled model of the Sikuliak on display. The ship itself is 261 feet long, and it can sail through sea ice up to 2.5 feet thick. It's the only vessel of its kind in the United States research fleet. It's currently sitting in a Lake Michigan shipyard in Wisconsin, where the electronics, among other systems, are undergoing testing. Mike Castellini says it could be seaworthy by the end of the month.
In about 3 weeks from now, if we remain on schedule, we're going to get the keys to the ship. And when you think about it, it's been 30 years we've been waiting for those keys, basically. And to be able to have not only the newest ship in the fleet and be operating it, but also one that's unique, and to have UAF associated with it, it's just, what better day could you come up with, right?
Eventually, the Sikuliak will sail through the Panama Canal into the Pacific Ocean and then north to Alaska, stopping in California, Hawaii, and Guam before it pulls into the harbor in Seward next January. The museum's special exhibit will be open until next April. Right around the same time, the ship is scheduled to undergo ice-breaking performance tests in the Bering Sea. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.